Hello, this is Mark Dennison. I'm the Nottingham Forest Stadium announcer, and you're listening to the Forest North America Fancast.
Welcome to the Forest North America Fancast, giving you club news, game results and previews, interviews with Nottingham Forest Football Club North America chapters.
And he goes for goal and finds it! That is stunning from Joe Lolley!
Find the Forest North America Fancast on Twitter, at Forest Fancast. Have questions for the team? Hit us up on the Forest Fancast hotline at 601-308-1865.
Shot!
All right, guys, we've got an amazing stoppage time today. We've got Greg from Forza Garibaldi. Do you know what that organization is all about? I do, and if you are a rabid fan, I hope you do. They do a lot of great things for stadium atmosphere and fan experience around City Ground. So, Greg, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, great. At the minute, thank you.
Great. Thank you for joining. We're 6 hours apart. I'm midday, and you're on to either high tea or a pint, right?
Yeah, 6 p.m., so it's about that time, isn't it? Midweek.
We'll put a timer on so I don't cut into pint time. So, so tell me what led to organizing and starting Forza Garibaldi.
It was accidental, really. I mean, a small group of us were fed up with the fact that the old regime hadn't done anything to recognize the 150th anniversary other than a very expensive black tie meal. So we decided just to look into the history a bit more and just have a pre-match gathering and a march to the ground. And to be honest, it was an amazing day back in 2015, the Clinton Arms, the Orange Tree in town, as it was. And it went from there, because it was such a good day. People just kept asking when we were going to do our next event. And then it all just went from there. One of our friends had a Union Jack flag with Forza Garibaldi on it because of the history we've got with Giuseppe Garibaldi. And so that was the ideal name for us. And yeah, we did a few more events and then decided what could we actually do. We didn't want to be like a supporters club or anything like that. We didn't want to be anything official, but we thought the one thing that annoys us all is the atmosphere at games, and now it's so stale at Forest. So we're trying to make it better as we speak.
What is the hurdle? Why is it so difficult to maybe organize what you're trying to do?
I just think it's years of, and it's the same at every ground. I know it's so easy to moan about the atmosphere at Forest, and I do it all the time. And I think now, because we've created this platform, we get a lot of people moaning at us like we're the front line for the atmosphere, which we've never said we would be. We just keep trying to make it better. That I think the problem is back in the 90s when the government at the time decided we needed to be all-seater. That took a lot of the working class atmosphere out of following the English game, and, you know, the terraces and the, you know, I can't really put a word to it, but that side of it has been taken out over the last, you know, decade or two. So with groups like ourselves and other clubs, you know, there are certain clubs around the country that are trying to do it, and in Scotland especially, we've realised we've got to take little bits from the European game, certainly not everything, but, you know, the way they organise their sections and their TIFOs, which all add to the atmosphere, we've got to start thinking along those lines to try and make it better, because we all know it just isn't good enough at the minute, especially with how great the football is. Like, we need an atmosphere to go alongside it.
Can you give me an example outside of the Championship and Premier League? Premier League's probably a horrible example because not many people really get into it, like Championship or maybe the German, you know, Bundesliga. Mm-hmm. What team do you kind of look at outside of England that you're like, that's kind of the path that Forest should try and strive to go down?
It's hard because we've never been a club that follows, are we? And we're right. Never going to be a group of fans that stand at the front with a drum and a microphone. Right. And when I've been over to Germany a few times, luckily, to watch a lot of games, and their atmospheres are second to none. I honestly don't think there's a better atmosphere in European football than what you see in German games. I went to a team equivalent of Mansfield Town, a team called Rot-Weiss Essen, where there was 5,000-6,000 people there, and 90% of them were packed behind the goal in this terracing, just singing constantly. I mean, it does help that they're allowed to drink throughout the game as well. But The other big thing is that being able to stand at a game as well, and that has been relaxed a lot recently at Forest. They have actively tried to help us in our quest to create a bit more of an atmosphere, and just being able to stand at a game, which we weren't allowed to do 3-4 years ago, that's helping with things like the atmosphere as well.
Yeah. Is there in college football, sometimes in the States, you run into a mixture of young and old in the stands, and the young want to stand and watch it from standing and yell, but the old are like, I can't see. Do you run into people who are like, hey, you guys have to sit down because we can't see?
No, not at all. Because I think the good thing about when Lower Bridgeford was half given to home fans, you've sat and watched the away fans stand in that section for so long. We've got A block, which is, you know, it's been known for years as the area that you do stand, whether the stewards allowed it or not. But we didn't run into those problems. What you do find is, or used to find at away games, if you were sat near the front and you were someone who wanted to stand, you know, someone next to you rightfully doesn't want to. So that's when you could have had a bit of an issue. And I think that's important as well, that at away games, there should be more of an easier way to be able to select where you want to sit. Because if you're at the back, the chances are you're going to be standing, whether you like it or not. And at the front, obviously, you get more people wanting to sit. So just a bit more organisation with clubs as well is going to help the English atmosphere. Because you don't get fans talking about the English clubs anymore or the amazing English grounds. It used to always be about Anfield and the Trent End and, you know, Stretford End at Man United. And now you never get that. I saw a video go viral a few days ago of Spurs' new, you know, South Stand, which they were calling the Wall, to, you know, to try and say it's going to be like Dortmund's Wall. And it was embarrassing.
They're all
and
sitting down. Just, I saw that.
Yeah, you know, and if they'd have just put in a proper rail seating safe standing section and, you know, got in touch with their supporters groups to say this area, even if it's just a small block, it would have spread that atmosphere. But I still think clubs have a lot to do to help supporters, like, you know, especially like at Spurs, because that's just it's not worked at all looking at it.
Well, Greg, let me tell you, to be fair to Spurs fans, which I don't like to be fair to them, that was the same day that they took the photo of that stand, was when they released their Champions League I Finished in Second Place book, and they were all reading the book.
Oh, I missed that one. I didn't see.
You haven't seen the book they released?
No.
It's like named like Almost Glory. I'm dead serious. There's a book about them almost winning the Champions League. If they had a book for every time they almost won something, they'd have a huge library.
But do you know what, that's with Spurs fun, though? To their credit, they're away fans. I've got some Spurs mates who travel home and away, and their away support is absolutely superb, you know, with their singing and things like that. But I don't know whether you were going to bring this up, but I think it's the right time to do it, about how terrible the experience atmosphere-wise was at the Emirates. You know, if that's
I was
the
gonna
Premier
bring it
League.
Up.
Do you want me to wait or...?
No, I was going to actually bring up, I was going to start with our away support so far this year. Every match that I've watched, it was deafening and echoing through somebody else's pitch, was just echoing with Forest fans. So start with our away attendance so far, and how many matches have you been to?
No, it's been superb, hasn't it? I mean, the attendances are always good, you know, whether it's the end of the season and the season's not gone the way we want it to go. We've always travelled well, and I think that's down to the fact that we were so successful in the 70s, that we've got fans all over the country that, you know, they were born in that era, and it was Man U, Liverpool or Forest, it seemed. But this season, it's been superb. I missed the last game at Stoke because one of my best friends, who's a Leicester fan, decided to get married on the Friday night.
Oh.
I had to miss that one.
Always on a Thursday or a Tuesday, right?
Yeah, well, he thought he was safe doing Friday, and he was delighted when our game got moved.
Right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So I had to miss that one, but by all accounts and the videos Forrest had been putting up about it, and, you know, it sounded superb. And especially at the end when we were hanging on, you know, they scored late on, and you think, here we go again, the Forest of old. They're not going to win this. And the crowd carried them home. And that's what we need.
I'd be remiss from bringing it up. We have a new chant from the Stoke match. That was awesome. Do you remember it?
What about a certain player down the road? Or
The one that should have walked home?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the loudest cheer of the match, to be fair.
And I saw who did they play at home? Was it Birmingham? I see they've already stole it and had it as their own.
That's great. It should just keep going. And let me have a follow-up question to that. Is calling Derby a dumpster fire an insult to dumpster fires?
It's an absolute disgrace what's gone on there the last week or so. How the club haven't just sacked all three of them. Honestly, and hand on heart, I say this, if it was Carvalho, Lolly, and, God knows, Samba, I wouldn't want them at our club. I think it's absolutely... It's unbelievable, and it just sounds like it's only getting worse. But, whilst we're on our pedestal, I think we've got to make the most of it.
That's right. Yeah, let's look down on them just for a little bit, right? Yeah. So let's talk about Forza just a little bit. What do you guys do the week of the match, just so people kind of know your schedule and how you guys coordinate each match?
It depends. I mean, if we've got a big display coming up, then we usually need help 1-2 months before that. The last major one we did where there was cards involved and the big banners, that we had people down the ground 4 weeks in advance painting on nights. But what we like to do is, there needs to be an element of surprise with these things. If everyone knows it's happening and sees photos of it, then it's not really anything special, is it? If half the crowd don't know there's anything happening, then all of a sudden the Trent End lights up. So we try and keep things like displays, private, and just keeping them within a group of few people, asking for volunteers, but not specifying what for. And I think that's important. And that is one thing we have taken from European teams. There's certain situations where Dortmund's rival Schalke, they spent months planning a huge display that was that big. They painted it on their entire pitch, but someone got into the ground and took a photo of it a few days before, so they just scrapped the lot. And as weird as that sounds, I can understand that, because there needs to be that surprise with a TIFO and things like that, and especially if it's an important message or honouring people like we've done in the past.
Right. From a North America aspect, we've got a huge fan base over here that keeps growing and growing, mainly because of this podcast. I'm just kidding. what does a TIFO cost for you guys? So, like, let's say that our fan base over here, the North America chapters, all banded together and wanted to assist with a future TIFO, whether it's this season or next season. What would the cost be, and how could we help you with that and pull off something awesome that maybe recognizes Forest fans in North America?
It depends what we did. So if there was card displays, there's no way around having to physically buy the card. That can run in. When we did the Brian Clough stand and the Trent End together, that runs into thousands. There's no avoiding that. But the thing is, every single penny we've ever made off, be it stickers, pin badges, things like the boat trips, if we put a pound or so onto the ticket, every single penny has always gone back into Forza and the displays we do or the flags that we buy. We've got, a room full of flags now. I think we've got over 200 flags. So
nice.
If you were to help with, sell stickers or sell merchandise, or we did like for the plaque to commemorate where Forest were founded, we literally set up a funding page asking for, I think it was £450, and within under an hour we were having to shut it down because we'd got too much money coming. There seems to be a real hunger for people to do stuff at Forest, a little bit out of the norm, and which you won't get at certain clubs, like certainly at Derby. They've tried in the past and had to cancel things and failed, or relied on the club to get a company into, do those awful black and white flags that looked
right.
Well, they look crap, didn't they? So, if you ever want to help in the future, then we'll definitely have to talk. That'd be great. We've got some of your, we've definitely got a couple of New York flags within our collection now. If you want to send us a North America logo, we can happily get a flag made for you and have it in Lower Bridgeford every game.
That would be great. I think we can easily make that happen. So that's on my list to coordinate with Jordan and Mark from the podcast, and we'll get that done. Let's talk about your website. We were talking away days and away matches. What kind of useful information is on your website for fans that are going to go to maybe Blackburn or go away the rest of the season?
So when we first started, like I say, there was only two or three of us, and Matt, who basically runs the website, was doing the majority of the work online, started to do these away days. But since we've continued growing, more and more people have been getting involved with them. So it's got to the point now where the Notts Police Football actually use it and retweet it and say, look here for any advice for away fans. And we'll always try and get a home fan. So we've got a Blackburn fan, obviously, for tomorrow, answering a few questions. We'll tell the pubs the basic stuff, how to get there by train, bus or car. And it's dead useful. I haven't wrote one myself, but I always enjoy reading them. And there's been five or six different people writing them now from our side, which is always good.
That's great. And you can also go online. They have a shop and they have a lot of different flags, and they have some scarves and buttons and all kinds of stuff. So please, if you're listening and want to get some different Forest gear that it goes to a good cause, it supports Forza Garibaldi and their displays and a lot of their activities. So we've got some rapid fire questions for you, Greg, and some are pretty straightforward. Some are a little bit out there, but you ready for this?
Yeah, go for it.
Why hasn't Lewis Graben got a good song yet?
Do you know when it is like a striker like that, they just seem to go to this generic song. And then when it starts being sung, you try and start a new song and everyone just looks at you and goes, well, we've already got one for him. So we need a bigger group of us getting behind a better song for him. Get people to send you in some suggestions. We'll have a look.
I think that should be a tweet. We should figure one out and it needs to happen. We got What Is Love up for Sabri Lamouchi pretty quick, so we can figure this one out.
That's great.
What's your favorite away ground and the pre-match experience?
Currently, I'd say Brentford, because of their terrace. We've had some cracking days out in Brentford, and we always try and organise a pre-match pub with London Trickers there. And, you know, the last couple of times, it's been superb.
That's great. Okay, what's your favourite Forest memory?
It's a weird one, because I started, my first game was at Wembley when we won a cup, but I was that young. My favourite memory is Ipswich at home, surviving the other year. It was just incredible. Every single emotion was unbelievable.
That's a good answer. Who is your favorite Forest Fancast presenter?
Well, I'm gonna say Jordan, because I've had a few beers with him and I might see him. So
that's fair.
Sorry mate,
that's okay. But can you say my name? Just say Corey and I'll edit it in there.
Corey.
There you go. Thanks for that. I really appreciate it, Greg. All right. You would have to be there to answer this one. You might be able to help us with this. Have you ever seen Muric drink an energy drink?
No, I ain't got a clue what you're going on about.
He doesn't look like he has any energy. Should we not be shipping him cases?
Oh, yeah, well, I think we should be. I don't know. Samba's definitely the man, isn't he?
Oh, he is. The Samba effect. So, the whole Mirage thing is just going to be an ongoing thing. He's just taking a spot. He's taking a spot on the bench right now is all it is.
Yeah.
All right. This is a tough one because people go online and maybe look at their Spotify's and there's playlists created per team that's out there. And are we struggling with traditional and new wave type music to create a playlist for Forest pre-matches?
No, we've got a couple of guys in our group that have they've made something they call Playlist 2, which we play when we take an away bus. So I think our next away bus is going to be Bristol City, and they always seem to adapt it, and there's probably a good 20 or 30 songs on there.
Is this shareable? Can you put a link out there that even if you do update it, that we'll be able to maybe follow it so we can listen to what you're listening to?
Yeah, I bet we can. I'll have a word with them, definitely.
Yeah, let's do that and put it out there and we can kind of promote that. I'm always about listening to music. And what's your favorite couple songs that are related to Forest?
Well, Mullican Tire, obviously. And you never sing You've Lost That Loving Feeling unless we're doing very well in the game. So it's always got to be that one as well.
Yeah, those are both very, very good. All right, this is a question for me. Do you remember the whole Y2K phenomena where people thought aliens were coming and the grid was going to shut down?
Yeah, the Millennium Bug.
The Millennium Bug, that's right. So
yeah.
our plane lands in Heathrow on November 1st. What should we prepare for in England with Brexit? Just a few riots and increased pine sales? What am I walking into here?
It depends which way it goes. I mean, God, I'm not going to comment on my opinion of it. But you're not leading me into that one. But
let's say that it goes for the worse. I mean, it's just going to be increased pine sales and a couple more crazies on the street, right?
Yeah, exactly. You might get cheaper beer because they've got not many people to sell it to. They might get desperate. You'll be fine.
That's right. Let's talk about membership for Forza. How important is that to get more members for you guys?
Well, that's the beauty of it. We don't have a membership. We just want people to say, yeah, I want to be involved. And
gotcha.
We had started with the club getting, you know, away seating together, just more than the three or four of us. We were getting like 50, 60 people and the club were being brilliant. But the problem is for them, it's so hard for them because each away ticketing system was different. And, you know, just trying to get people sat together at away games is the biggest thing for us.
No, I understand that. Where's the strangest place that you've come across another Forest fan, maybe on holiday?
God, I can't think. I seem to always come across our Forza stickers now wherever I go, which is quite I always feel a little bit shameful, like, oh no, we're littering the world with them. I was in Lisbon the other month on a stag do down this beautiful little bit of the old town, and just on this lamppost, sorry, I think just my speaker just came out, just on this lamppost was this Forza sticker. I thought, oh no.
There it is.
So, yeah.
It's crazy. Our company has a pretty recognizable sticker that we've been promoting for like 10 years, and it's almost become the area sticker, thinking that the sticker is, you know, the area that we live in, which is what we wanted it to be. But now these stickers are showing up, and I'm not kidding, at the top of Mount Everest. Somebody took one up there. You know, and just random bars and stuff throughout the Caribbean. And so stickers do work. So keep.
Oh yeah, they're great. Yeah. And like really, I say, they basically fund our displays. You know, we buy them in such bulk, and luckily people seem to always want them that they fund the next display. Really,
that's fantastic. So I'm glad that's working for you. Suggestion for the website, just for all of the people across the pond that maybe can't clearly hear the chants that are happening in the stands. Maybe include a chant page on Forza's website, and even have recordings so we can follow along, and it would ignite the pubs. There's a lot of chatter whenever there's a new chant going. Everyone's like, "What's going on? What is that?" So maybe put the chants online, or maybe you don't want to. Maybe you just want to keep them for yourself.
I must admit, I don't like seeing like, you know, the cameras in the air filming. I'm thinking, stop filming, get singing. But there seems to be loads on Twitter, so maybe we can just link some tweets and chants to our website, maybe.
I think that'd be a great idea. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. Okay, well, so that's Greg, and he's with Forza Garibaldi. And we really appreciate what you do. I can tell you that I'm a young Forest fan, and I think that's been well established on the podcast, and that's okay.
You get some stick, don't it? Don't let them give you a stick like they do.
Well, they haven't met me in person yet. I'm 6'5" and very intimidating. It'll end as soon as they find me.
I did say you were my favorite, didn't I? That was,
You did. Then you just did again. Thank you so much. But keep us keep in touch with us and let us know how we can help. And if there's information you want us to put out there, you can always hit me on the little secret WhatsApp, and happy to help you guys. And it's really a pleasure to talk to you, Greg. And we just want to keep supporting. So please let us know what we can do to help.
Yeah, brilliant. Let's get one of your flags in our home and start. That'd be a good start.
That's good. And you can't see it right now, but I have a little podcast Harry Potter studio under our staircase at our house. I've got scarves and kits hanging on the ground behind it, or the wall behind us. So I'm going to put an order in for one of your scarves here momentarily.
Perfect. Yeah, do it.
Awesome. Well, cheers. And we look forward to seeing you up there very soon.
Yeah. Cheers, mate. Cheers, Corey.